Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitt's in the studio. And over here to my left, which you can't see, we have Smitty and Breezy, our Hot Rod Happy Couple.
What's going on, guys?
What up, what up?
And to my right, immediate right, we have Hot Rods and Happy, our financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard, always stops at the red light, Hoskins.
Shout out to Madison, Indiana, and our good buddy Wes.
That's right, our buddy Wes in Madison, Indiana. It's a fun town.
Sounds like it.
That's what I'm screaming.
Everything in Indiana is fun.
Oh, duh. So, we also have Hot Rods and Happy Hour, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's up, everyone?
So proper. That's what I like about you.
Always.
Straight up guy. Just a straight up guy. Just a good guy. I like it. So we're talking about if car guys ran the government or the country. So we're building our council and we're building, you know, we're filling up Congress seats and all that stuff. And we already decided, like, Republican, Democrat, we're going to throw that out. We got our Ford Chevrolet guys. How about our import guys? Where are they going to fall in this?
I don't know. I had my idea, but y'all didn't like it, so I'm not sure.
You ain't got to cry because your idea sucked. I'm just saying.
I'm not crying. I just don't have another idea of where they could go.
I don't know.
Okay, I quit. Done.
Well, they got them trash can tips. We could put them over like sanitation.
That's
or something.
What I was going to say, waste management.
Just saying.
She's going to kick off in y'all's butt here in just a little. I can feel it. Like, it's radiating.
A little less heated possibility would be they could be the independents.
Well, what's the Mopar guys?
Well,
the other independents?
Yeah. I don't know that our Mopar people should be running anything.
Yeah, well. They have a hard enough time just keeping themselves running.
Yep.
It's a good idea. We might just need to let them kind of do their thing.
Yeah. Let's get themselves running, and then we'll see if we can find a place.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You guys just hang tight. You know, hang on. Just something. Anything.
Put it in neutral.
Give it a little gas so it don't choke down. I love it. Oh. I feel like I need to, like, have a warning, like a disclaimer. If you drive a Mopar, I promise you, I don't hate you or think badly of you. I just make fun of you. Because
seems reasonable.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. Like, before I say this, I feel like I need to apologize beforehand and possibly after.
I can't really say anything because I'm giving you so much raw material.
Kind of like the raw fuel that runs out the tailpipe, you know.
Not anymore.
So, you know, we already talked about the president riding in the caddy. That's got to stay. We've already reconfigured the backside of Mount Rushmore. We've put shop class back in schools. I mean, we've done some groundbreaking stuff.
And we've done this in an hour.
That's what I'm saying. And, like, we're making time. You know who else needs to be on that monument? John Force.
Of course.
Yeah, I didn't even think about him.
How can you not?
I just didn't.
Every day of my life, I think about John Force.
I like the guy.
I talk guns with John Force. I'm telling you, that's a good guy. Smitty was with me.
I was.
I'm not the biggest Ted fan. I ain't going to lie.
I like Ted.
Ted's out there.
He's out there, but he's to the point. Yeah. That's who we need to probably have over, like, just over the war part. I mean,
Ted would get us nuked. No, we don't need Ted.
We would die if Ted Nugent was over there.
Yeah, this would be a very short-lived dream if Ted was in it. Ted's probably not the best one for the job. We'll let him hang out with Stacy David over there at Gears, and they can go jam out and build tacky stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be good tank.
Nah, he needs to be over like National Wildlife or something like that.
Yeah, like you watch the bald eagles or something. You know, do that.
Agriculture.
Count the bald eagles. That's your job, Ted. Count the bald eagles. And
hey, when we was in Vegas, and blow up I stuff. Met John Force, and he's the only one I fangirled over. Out of everybody out there, John Force is the only one I got excited to take a picture with. So he's got to be on Mount Petro.
Mount Petro. I kind of like that. It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, maybe have John Force and Dale Earnhardt kind of with their arms around the others, you know?
Either that, or we could have like a you know how they're doing the quarters now, you know, with like the different states and stuff on the back of them? We could have a quarter. It'll be a double-headed quarter. We'll have John Force on one side and Dale Earnhardt on the other.
There you go.
And it'll be worth $150.
And it always wins. That's why. I'm just saying. I mean, I think that's kind of a great idea myself.
You know, currency reform.
I mean, just
that could be the new gold coin.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I mean, healthcare, I'd put Mr. Goodwrench on that.
Yep.
Just saying. I think that's a good one.
That's fitting. Is he real?
Mr. Goodrich is a thing. You know, Mr. Goodrich actually was a real character.
He's sitting back in some room somewhere in some mansion, like just.
No, I'm pretty sure he's dead now. But he was like a real character. You know, there was such things as Dr. Rosenbill too.
No, I did not.
There was
Dr.
Rosenbill.
Dr. Rosenbill was a real person.
Yeah, he was.
There's okay. Dr. I knew that.
We're not talking about the Easter Bunny.
Well, yeah. No, I thought you meant like as a character, but. I think that was a real person.
Yeah, Dr. Rose was a real person.
Okay.
He's a real thing.
Yes, I knew that.
He's a real thing. Cat scratch fever is not a real thing.
He had his bathrobe on and his cigar and all that stuff.
Sounds like my
cat scratch. Cat scratch fever kind of is a real thing.
I don't know.
It is.
I would say something, but I think
probably. Well, I've been doing that one, buddy.
Okay, Ted, calm down. Are you not counting birds? That's just. Don't make me call Stacy David on you.
Oh, okay. Lord.
I'm telling you, old helmet head. You know, that man's got the finest hair in automotive television. Mm. It has not moved a hair since 1989.
That's for real.
He's got the haircut that my dad had when he had hair.
Oh, helmet head himself.
I'm telling you, he's got the same hair that Sally Field had in Steel Magnolias.
It's sponsored by Suave.
Shoot.
Bob Hairspray.
He's sponsored by Minwax Schlack or something. That thing, that's not natural what he has in there, I promise you.
It probably ain't.
I'm pretty sure if the ozone layer's a thing, what's in his hair is what's eating it. You know? I'm just throwing that out there.
I think it's a hat.
It's possible. There's two constants in this world. One, Stacy David's hair will never move. Two, he's going to have a checker flag shirt on. The end.
Yeah.
Collar, sleeves, or the whole damn thing, it's going to be a checkered flag, one way or the other.
I agree.
Never seen him without it. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah?
I don't want Stacy David on or Petro.
No.
No.
Nope.
What can we do with Richard Rollins? We got to have him in here somewhere.
He could be over like the Department of Partying.
I think I would. No. I think I'd put Richard Rollins working the gift shop.
Yeah, Jester.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, he's good at selling T-shirts.
Yeah, he is good at pushing T-shirts. You know, that's another thing. That's the thing. If I worked at the White House, I'd charge a cover charge.
Yeah,
it'd be like the club. You know, I'd have somebody paying to park, and then we got like you know 10 ahead to come in the door.
Put Richard Rollins over White House merch.
Merch.
Yeah. Merch.
He's working a merch store. Telling you, it's where it's at now. I can see this working.
Maybe the restaurant within the White House.
Exactly. So anything else would you like to add? Would you like to add to the schools?
To the schools? Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree with bringing back shop as well as home ec. I know it's not car related, but you learned some important stuff in there.
I learned how to make a pillow.
I learned how to do a manicure.
What?
For real.
I don't even.
I'm with you on the pillow. I learned how to do that. Manicure, no.
I learned how to make some brownies.
Y'all guys are worrying me. I tell you what, I think we're going to take a short commercial break while I say a prayer for everybody in the room. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour, or should I say Presidential Central here.
Presidential Central.
You like that, didn't you?
I like that.
All right, we got Smitty and Breeze in the studio. Say hi, kids.
Hi, kids.
What up, what up?
And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst slash numbers guru, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
In honor of our government takeover, all right, maybe not the best choice of words, shout out to Washington, D.C., home of the Stanley Cup-winning Washington Capitals.
Yay. All three hockey fans. Woot, woot.
Stanley Cup, is that like...
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's up, everyone?
All right, so we got to fill our cabinet up. And so we got the administrator of the Small Business Administration. That don't even make any damn sense. The administrator of the administration.
That's not a real thing.
It's a thing. Who would you put running Small Business Administration?
I think Kobe should have that because he knows everybody.
Kobe probably knows everybody, so I think that would be
a good one for him.
Attorney General.
Well... Also, Kobe?
Can I have two jobs? I see director.
Can we just get rid of that last name because it sounds ridiculous? How about Kobe Attorney General?
Yeah, I'm with you. How about the Director of National Intelligence? I'm the smartest guy I know.
Well, a lot of people talk to you daily.
They do.
I'm going to have to put in for Breezy on that because she make me feel crazy or dumb all the time with her big words. So
she will throw out some big words on you.
Yeah, I mean,
quick. She's like a thesaurus.
I'm like the Google.
She's something.
And then I give her that look like them dogs with their head sideways, and she's like, look it up.
All right, so we got our director of the Office and of Management and Budget. That's Hoskins all day.
Yeah, definitely.
That's our money man right there.
Yeah, I got this.
Central Intelligence.
That's CIA. Who did you say you was going to put CIA love?
No, Rob said all of the all the
women.
Yeah, the women. That's it.
Yeah. So we have our Secretary of Agriculture.
That's like growing stuff, right?
Can we go back?
That's
to
not checking. I wasn't in the FFA or anything, but...
Let's put Ted Nugent back in that one.
We'll let Ted take that one. All right. Secretary of Commerce.
I don't even know what that means.
Business, money kind of stuff.
Yeah, Richard. Trade.
Yeah, Richard.
Richard, guess what? You got two jobs.
Man.
You're going to be a busy man.
I'm going to get paid for all this, right?
Nope.
A dollar, like Donald Trump.
Secretary of Education.
I'm going to say Breezy again.
No, I don't like kids that much.
Ooh.
No.
Man.
Female touch would come in handy here.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's not me.
You know who I think would be good for this?
Lady.
That's not her either.
You know, I tell you who is a good guy I think would be for public service? Barry McGuire.
Yeah. Barry McGuire. Yeah, I agree.
If Barry McGuire was running for president today, he would have my vote.
I agree with you.
I'd vote for him.
Barry McGuire's the guy I'd want watching my kids.
Yeah, I met that dude. He is super nice.
I have never met a man with whiter teeth than Barry McGuire.
And he's very gentle.
He is, and he wears loafers everywhere.
Yeah, he's like Santa Claus and your grandpa all mixed into one.
I think him and Stacey David use the same hair products, too. So.
Yeah, but at least he's salt and pepper. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's a little natural. Ain't nobody got brown hair like that. He's got a brown hair with metallic in it. That's not factory, okay? Stacey, you ain't fooling nobody.
You ain't stock.
You ain't fooling. You need to give 70s Staying Alive John Travolta his hair back. And... without the clear coat and just chill out. Get a new shirt.
Get a new shirt.
Without a checker flag on. I'm just saying. I just opens his closet and it's just checker flag t-shirts.
Different materials.
Secretary of Energy. We could put the old Tesla guy in that one.
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Not sure that's an incredibly good idea.
Yeah, probably would be.
As long as we keep him away from Joe Rogan, then he's straight.
Joe Rogan's a problem child, okay? I mean, just, I'm just throwing out. There's several people we can't let Joe Rogan play with. I'm pretty sure him and we'll let him and Ted hang out together.
Yeah, him, Ted, and Willie.
He can go over and help Ted count birds and play in the field, you know? All right, so Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Dr. Oldsmobile.
Huh. Well, John DeLorean's dead.
Yeah. I don't think John's the guy I'd want doing that. 68 pounds.
In 8 years.
I don't think I can say that word anymore on the radio.
Yeah, we retired that.
Bam, bam. Over
health.
I can't stop.
Yeah, health.
That one, that's a hard one.
Can we name an actual politician?
Sure.
Yeah, who do you got?
Dr. Carson?
He would be a good one. Yeah. He'd be a good one. He'd be a good one.
Yeah, I give
or Dr. Oz.
Also a great choice.
I don't think he's even a real doctor.
What about House?
He is a real
doctor. I vote House. House is amazing.
I know he's not a real doctor.
It doesn't matter.
We've Dr. already Oz. Got an opiate problem.
Dr. Oz
is
a real doctor, though.
Yeah, but House did that show for like 12 years, man. Yeah, he knows his stuff.
So did Doogie Howser.
No! I know who
Neil
really
Patrick
is.
Patrick Harris, another possibility.
Ken Young, the comedian. He is really a doctor.
Mr. Chow.
Mr. Chow. All right, so Secretary of Homeland Security.
Well, that was me with the defense, so I guess I'll step up and take that one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I got that. You
can
got our back.
Can you bag a jet?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, I think. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
Don't say me.
I think Smitty, I think you can handle that.
Oh, because it's got urban in the word.
That's why I said don't say me.
In the description. I'll take it.
Shoe fits. Secretary of Labor.
Yeah, I'm lazy. I'm out of that.
Kobe on that.
Kobe one, or even you, Rob, but either one of y'all. Yeah. Like y'all aren't
Kobe's
lazy.
Like going into construction. And
Secretary
of
Transportation. Somebody to keep everybody together. Secretary of Transportation.
Well, hey, a mini trucker can do some amazing things with zip ties. I'll take it.
Treasury, of course, we got Richard for that. I mean, I'll be honest with you guys. I mean, like, we're kicking butt and taking names.
We have filled 15 slots with like 7 people.
You know what?
That's what
we're
that's
cutting the budget.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, do you realize that we have made more moves in the last hour and 20 minutes than the government has made in the last 10 years?
I think we can afford just put a wall down the center of the country just because.
Hell, why not? You know, while we're going,
we're saving money for our 26s.
That's what I'm. Oh, I'm fixing them potholes. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Politics coming your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Baby, come to me. Oh, hey, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio, your automotive host with the most. And of course, we got our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, hey, hey.
What up?
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard. Richard.
I see that coming.
Richard, okay. You see this right hand? It's like a shovel. I mean, just. You see this? This makes Chuck Norris cry.
Hey, man. Ease off on the Chuck Norris. Big shout out to Dearborn, Michigan.
Woot, woot.
Yeah, it used to be a Mazda plant there. Might still be. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I've been there.
Mazdas.
Yeah, they used to make Ford Probes and MX-6s there, and I'm sure they make something there now. I'm not sure.
Well, there's a reason why it shut down then.
Talk about a bad name for a car.
Yeah.
Ford Probe.
The Probe. You know, it almost became the Mustang.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that didn't go over real well.
No. Most Probes don't. I'm just throwing that out there.
I feel a little concerned that we keep saying Probe, but I like the cars, actually. They were pretty cool when they came out.
I don't want to get too deep into this subject. But,
I actually forgot they even existed until they were just talked about.
When's the last time you've seen a Probe?
That's what I was saying. I almost forgot about them.
It's been a decade or more. Yeah.
Hey, now.
That was going to be my first car.
A Probe?
Then my brother flipped it. And then I was supposed to have a 240, and then my brother flipped it.
Dang.
So I ended up with the flips.
Because your brother didn't flip it.
Yeah, he didn't ever drive that one.
You really got shafted there.
I'm gonna fill you in on a little secret about eclipses. Ain't nobody can flip one of those damn things, I promise you.
This is true.
Unsellable. Anyway, thanks a lot.
Who peed in his cornflakes today?
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good. Look, and I caught it.
For those of y'all listening that can't see this, I just threw a pen at Rob because he keeps being mean to me today.
And I caught it between two fingers.
He did. And I'm going to throw it again.
It's magical. It's magical. And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, you know, we're filling in the seats, you know, and we've done a good job of that because we've cut a lot of unnecessary jobs out. We've eliminated them. Or, you know what, we gave them a little something to do. You know, we're keeping ourselves busy by giving each other multiple jobs. Which, yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you, every American in the world's got a multiple job. Has got two jobs, got something they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean,
no sleeping around here.
Man, that's what I'm saying. You got time to lean, you got time to clean, son.
That's right.
Every time I go into Bojangles, I see that. I see that sign. That would probably be like my theme for a restaurant if I had it.
You got time to lean.
You got time to clean, baby. I love it. Love it. But, so anything else? I mean, this is my counsel here. What do you guys, what's my my presidential dream team here?
What about the Supreme Court Justice? Ain't that a seat?
Patrick.
I think there's nine of those.
Yeah, we have several. And you
we'll
know
just
what?
Make one.
Yeah, Patrick.
I'll be honest with you. Patrick's kind of big.
So be like the judge, the executioner, and the whole thing.
Well, this is the thing. I think they put up a lot of roadblocks. Let's just put up an expressway and be done with it.
Yeah, I don't know that making one person the entire Supreme Court though would really solidify with our way of legal system in the United States.
Do you see anything we did would really flush?
Exactly.
You need two, at least.
I'm sure he's got a friend.
So they can contradict each other.
Three, and every time that they have to make a decision, they dedicate it to Dale Earnhardt.
Okay, I'm down with that. That's all right. That makes sense. Okay. Now you're talking straight. Okay. I hear you. So, I think we're on the right track here, though.
Yeah.
I think we are.
Yeah. Bag body the world.
How do you feel? How do you feel about speed limits?
Non-existent.
You gotta have speed limits.
No, you don't.
What about reasonable and prudent?
Reasonable what?
Reasonable and prudent.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to.
Richard,
Google
I think
that.
That's the only time I'm ever gonna hear that word come out of your mouth.
Probably.
I'm gonna have to Google.
Break
that.
It down, Professor.
This is the first time that I've ever been tasked with setting a speed limit. Out in, I think it was Nevada, when they first went to no speed limits on their interstates, that was their judgment for what is okay.
So you're backing me on the no speed limits.
Yeah,
go ahead and talk, Professor.
Reasonable and prudent. Like, it doesn't have to be a number. Like, if you're doing 175 going sideways, that's not reasonable. But if you're doing 100,
if you're keeping it in your lane,
it's
gold.
Yeah.
That's kind of drifting. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, no drifting.
I think drifting should be an Olympic sport.
I agree.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah,
because we're going to win.
Duh. I'm telling you, I think we got this figured out.
Feeling pretty good.
You got to have some speed limits because you got school zones.
Well, yeah, not around town.
Like out on your interstates, I'm good with no speed limits, but in town,
potholes
are your speed limits.
Potholes. We need to call Domino's and tell them they need to get on.
Somebody call the pizza man out there to fix these potholes. Stuff some pizzas in there, whatever you need to do.
It's pretty bad that we have hit a spot where we have got pizza companies saying, you know what, we'll just do it.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, like maybe there's like the crust pieces nobody eats. That's what they fill the holes up with.
Ugh.
I'm just saying.
Speaking of no
Shout
speed
out
limits,
Domino's for stepping up.
Speaking of no speed limits, I did see this morning on the news that California is going to try one lane where there's no speed limit to cut down on pollution.
That sounds like California.
You know what, though? I like where this is going. All right, how about if we do that across the board, but make it where you have to buy a pass, like a special tag?
Yeah, like an eco pass.
Yeah, like the pass in Georgia or something.
And your vehicle also has to maintain a certain speed.
Yeah.
So no Cavaliers.
There'll be no Dodges there.
Yeah, no right. Dodges.
There's two Hellcats till they break. And then.
Yeah. The Demon, the one Demon.
Then it breaks.
It breaks.
And then.
I mean, they're going to run out of gas either way because they're fat cars.
They only get 7 miles a gallon.
Yeah.
Nothing with CDLs required in Atlanta.
Say no Chryslers.
But I'm thinking that's a good idea. You know, and make it where you had to pay X amount a year to have that tag or that pass and put that towards deficit.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I mean, you got to look at the deficit almost like negative equity in a car that we keep rolling over.
Yep.
Yeah.
So being a car salesman,
balloon payment.
I'm just saying. we can work this out. I mean, you just got to be able to trim the fat and make a dollar where you can.
There you go.
And I ain't no stranger to the hustle if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
Just saying. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Preach. But I mean, that's the thing. I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you another thing. You know, that I think would really, 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 really help this country out. Dramatically.
What's that?
Probably one of the most important things is to replace Vanna White with Courtney Hansen.
No, I could get on board with that. I mean, what? God, is she still alive?
Vanna White's 137 years old.
Well, I say, all you're going to have to do is unplug Vanna
White.
Vanna
White's the original Highlander.
Is that show still on the air?
Yes, it's still on the air.
It's still on there.
Same time slot.
Pat Sajak is still on there.
How is he not dead?
All you got to do is unplug both of them. I mean, there's no argument.
Well, there again, when all you do is stand there and say, spin the wheel, you tend to live a long time because you're not doing
much.
Or
you just shake your right hand and just point to a screen.
She don't even turn letters anymore. She just kind of points at
it.
Yeah, I think that she could be replaced by a computer.
I'm pretty sure she is computer generated at this
point. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, she is definitely plugged in.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there, but I think that would be a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, just, I think that's going to help.
I think Courtney would do real good in that position.
Courtney has to be great at that.
Yeah.
I mean,
she'd
I think.
Just stand there and point.
I mean, there's a lot. she's good at pointing, she's good at it. But. There's so many fun things that we could do to help the country and make it fun. You know what? I think every Friday, Nationwide Cruise In.
Yeah.
Fundraiser.
Just saying.
I say every Wednesday, everybody knocks off early, like 2 hours early, and just does burnouts to relieve stress and tension.
To relieve stress and tension.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't burn
I mean Wednesday. Who likes Wednesday work? I don't.
I agree.
It'll be good for the tire corporations.
Yeah.
And that's going to help the tire companies.
See, now we're importing more.
And we're making more money.
Yeah.
We're helping Michelin a lot.
We're helping everybody. Road Hugger.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone at Michelin.
No Cooper Cobras. But, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, there's so many good things you can do. The automotive industry can bring to the country.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
You figure on like a Friday, you do a cruising once a week, you could raise a lot of money.
You could raise a lot of money. I tell you what else we're going to have to do. We're going to have to raise some money with these here commercials. Guys, hang tight. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And of course, as usual, we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hour happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Yay, hey.
What up, what up?
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Let's bring it home. How about a shout out to the car scene in Greenville, South Carolina?
G Vegas, baby. Love this town. I feel like Telly Savalas when I say, this is my town, baby. G Vegas. And everybody's like, who's Telly Savalas?
Yeah.
You don't know, I guess, but Google it. Google probably don't even know who Telly Savalas is. That's bad.
Yeah.
You remember when he used to have, what was that card? The Players Club.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, baby. He was Kojak. That's who he was, wasn't it?
He was Kojak.
Yeah, that was it. Kojak.
Yeah.
It's worth a Google.
And then I think he was on a bunch of game shows or something.
Pretty sure. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour Legal Counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
He's kind of like our Kojak.
Yeah, in a way.
A little bit.
Kind of favors.
Like, you're like our Telly Savalas.
I'll take that.
I can see you in a bow tie.
I do wear them from time to time.
Say, Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Close enough for me.
I hate G Vegas. God, I hate that.
You hate being called G Vegas?
Yes.
Why?
Because it makes no sense, dude. We don't even have the only gambling we're allowed to do around here is scratch offs.
There's still a few places. There's still a few places out in Marietta where you can go play some games. So we'll talk after the show.
Yeah, I know several.
Yeah, I just.
I got three letters for FCC. This ain't XM. This isn't. Do I look like Howard Stern? No. Do I look like Joe Rogan? No, because I have beautiful hair. That's why.
Definitely not Joe Rogan.
No. My jokes are actually funny.
What kind
What now?
I was gonna say on our last little segment here, what kind of cars are we gonna be driving?
Oh well, you know, I'm gonna be pepping on something bad. You know, I'd be like the cool president. If I was gonna be the president of the United States, I'd be riding around, you know, like I'm all about a limo. I'm down. But you know, from time to time, get the boo thing out, get my Chevelle out, ride around. You know what I mean? I may ride down and check out a few things, come pulling up in my Chevelle. Or pulling up in a dime piece on Deuce Deuces. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't gonna be pulling up in a dime piece on Deuce Deuces, because I'm telling you now, I'm in the government, that means I'm paid. That means I got enough money to buy the old dime piece.
No.
She's going to be tucking them two twos so far. God.
That is a law that needs to be changed, because right now the President of the United States cannot drive.
That's dumb.
I know.
That's dumb. The President can't drive. I'm going to tell you something. The President can drive. He's running the country. He can handle an automobile.
Hey, Patrick, right. You need to get on that?
Puppet Master.
You need to get on that.
Yeah, that is. I forgot about that. That's the lamest thing ever.
Yeah, that's stupid. You're the leader of the free world, but you can't drive yourself to get a pack of smokes.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know what I mean. If I want to
get a hot dog.
That's another thing, though. I don't know if I'd make the best president walking around with a Marlboro hanging out of your mouth. Hey, you boys.
It works at car shows.
You boys. Exactly. You boys hold that thought. I got to take a smoke break. Hey, y'all two duke it out. Call me when you're done. I'll be out back.
I can see Richard with a calculator in one hand and a hot dog in the other.
Man, you put me in charge.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying. Be like, hey, you might get me 5 minutes. I gotta go talk to Marlboro Man. I'll be back. But I mean, yeah, it is dumb. Could you imagine going 4 to 8 years without driving and then driving?
That would feel so weird.
No, I mean, I don't ever want to be in that position.
That's crazy.
And I don't even know. I mean, I think I don't think they can just, like, hop in the car and go even after.
What?
Like, because Secret Service stays with presidents forever.
Nah, I think Bill Clinton was the last one to have the Secret Service forever.
Oh, really?
Am I right, Breezy?
Yeah,
well,
think
good,
so.
If that's true.
Yeah, after...
I mean, and I'm going to tell you something else about Secret Service. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like my homeboys with me. I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah.
But, like, everywhere you go,
yeah. Give me some space.
I mean, like, let's say, like, you and Miss Prez want to, you know, have a little he and she time, and you got a dude with a microphone in his ear. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good.
It's good.
It's good. I mean, don't get me wrong, I ain't shy or anything, but, you know.
I'm pretty sure you get used to it.
I don't know if you could or not. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I think this conversation's going wrong way.
I don't want a Secret Service man falling there.
Yeah, really quick.
You know what I'm saying, though. And even after you do your job, like, they're following you around.
Yeah, do you, like, high five when you walk out? And
the eagle has landed.
How about the, here's you another one to count, Ted. But I mean, that's the
my
thing.
My man. Yes.
I'm keeping you in business, Ted. But
been fun, but doing this show.
Oh man, but you know what I'm saying. And then how about the guys that watch the president after the words? Like the you know, like I mean, can you? Do you realize how sucky your job would be if you had to follow Bill Clinton around now?
Oh, yeah.
Now, back when he was, like, back in the day, it probably kind of interesting. But, I mean, now, I was like, really? What you got to do? I got to go get my Metamucil.
I bet old Hillary keeps it interesting, let's just say.
Oh, I can only imagine. God. I can only imagine. So what, does she... Because she cannot drive a broomstick either, or how's that work?
I think she's got, like, special powers or something.
Yeah. Oh, wow, I assure you that. She's got, like, a big pot. She stirs it up and stuff. Spells and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. My mom wouldn't let me get into witchcraft. So, let's see. But I really do think that we did hit on some good points. And, I mean, I know we had a lot of laughs this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. But you know what? Car guys ain't all bad people. And that's the thing. Yeah, we have some good ideas. I mean, really and truthfully.
I think we could really cut the deficit down a lot.
Well, I promise you can. I want to tell you something.
We cut a ton of jobs that them people make millions of dollars a year, and we just cut a ton of them
out. Well, and I'm going to be honest with you. Ain't nobody knows how to cut a budget like a car salesman does.
That's right.
And maybe not use the term, we cut a ton of jobs.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that word. That's bad wording.
Okay.
Reposition the employment.
Okay. We drained the swamp.
Okay, we drained the swamp.
And that's not even really exactly a good one either. I don't...
Yeah, not good marketing.
That's just bad. But, I mean, like, you know, Smitty was talking about, and like Breezy was talking about. And I really think, and I'll be honest with you, I'll tell you one that I think's near and dear to my heart, and it's not the Vanna White thing. It's the actual things I would change. Is I really do think they need to bring shop class back and make it mandatory for kids.
I agree with that.
Because, I mean, we raise a lot of kids that don't know how to change a flat, that don't, you know, don't understand. I ain't saying that you got to be able to build the engine in your car, but at least have a remote understanding of how it works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. You've got so many kids now that are missing out on this hobby, that are missing out on important trade jobs because they don't have this kind of schooling, this kind of opportunity.
I agree.
And, you know, like me, Smitty, and Kobe, and Professor, everybody, you know, we were all fortunate because we had automotive people in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, is what got us into this. You know what I'm saying? We either friends or fathers or whatever, you know, they got us into this. There's a lot of kids that don't have that opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, that when I stress that, and I know we joke a lot on this show, but that's something I'm very serious about. That I mean, you know, you talk to tech school teachers, and they tell you how the classes are getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller because kids have less interest in that. Now, granted, there's a lot of high-tech jobs out there, and there's a lot of good-paying jobs, but there's also great jobs for trades like this.
Yeah.
And it's not just in the automotive industry. It's across the board. But I'm just saying this is kind of my niche market, so this is where I'm preaching. But you know what I'm saying. This is my corner.
It's a soapbox.
And they do, I mean, these young kids coming up, and I say this a lot, if there's a kid in your neighborhood that kind of takes interest in you having a car, go get them. Have them help you out in the shop. Have them hang out.
Teach them pushing a broom.
Teach them something.
Right. Teach them something.
You got to learn.
Well, guys, I want to tell you something I learned today. I don't think I'm cut out for politics.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are.
I don't think we are either. But you know what? They check my track record. They wouldn't want me anyway. Guys, I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.